Writer Lisa Fugard was born and raised in South Africa and currently lives in Southern California. Her first novel is called Skinner's Drift. Alan Chews has this review.
Skinner's Drift. That's the name of the farm in the Limpopo River Valley near the Botswana border to which self-exiled South African Eva von Rensburg returns after living in New York for 10 years. Her mother's long dead, victim of an awful shooting accident, and now she's on a mission to see her dying father. The visible landscape comes beautifully alive. At one point, a character named Janny, a friend of the family and a hunter and taxidermist, sticks his head out of the window of his house and lets out a howl because, as Fugard tells us, he couldn't imagine living anywhere more wild and beautiful. You get a clear sense of that beauty in Fugard's description of the bush along the river and the horizons of the dusty roads the characters travel. But Ava's inner landscape is terribly troubled. She's been carrying around with her since adolescence the dark legacy of an awful deed her father once committed, and her sense of life seems frozen despite the climate, despite the heat. The narrative of her childhood on the farm, assisted by long passages from her late mother's journals, gives us a view of her troubled past and serves as a lively, often lyrical counterpoint to the familial duties of the present. Her parents, the black servants and farm workers, neighboring settlers, all become quite vivid and memorable, as does the feel of that time and place. The land along the sometimes flowing Limpopo, with its birds and lions, the fierce sandstone cliffs, and the ancient baobab tree south of the river that marks the southern boundary of Skinner's Drift. After reading this powerful debut book, you'll know the territory and its dangerous legacy almost as well as your own childhood turf.
The book is Skinner's Drift by Lisa Fugard. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.